Where does creativity fit into compliance? In more places than you think. Problem solving, accountability, communication, and connection. They all take creativity. Join your hosts, Tom Fox and Ronnie Feldman, on Creativity and Compliance, part of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethoco.
In a world where compliance often hinges on anonymous reports, Ethoco stands apart with the lowest industry anonymous rate. We believe in building connections, understanding each report's context, and in creating an environment where every voice is valued. Our approach is not just about collecting data. It's about fostering a culture where transparency and trust lead to more effective compliance. See the difference at ethoco.com/CPN. Book a demo and use our free ROI calculator to transform how you handle anonymous reports. You can also download our white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance. It's time to turn anonymity into a strength and not a barrier in your compliance efforts. Join us in shaping a future where every concern is addressed with the care and attention it deserves.
This is Tom Fox, backing in with Ronnie Feldman for another episode of Creativity and Compliance. Welcome back, Ronnie.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Happy day.
Ronnie, we got St. Patrick's Day weekend. We've got March Madness, and we've got opening day. We got a lot going on. But today we're going to talk about commercials for compliance. What are commercials for compliance?
Yeah, it's funny that you tee that up. We're all in kindergarten. We don't know what commercials are. I'm making fun of you a little bit just because we all know what commercials are. But I like to talk about it for a couple of reasons. As you know, compliance training and communications tends to be too long and boring, right? We tend to do it less frequently than we should, and we do that less frequently because they are long and boring. It's time for the annual training. But the idea of commercials are really interesting for a couple of reasons. Because what is a commercial? It doesn't tell you everything. Oh, look at this. Do you see my background? Oh, those who see the background, occasionally when I make hand gestures, it gives a whole, like, apparently Mac does this whole thing in the background. Maybe you can cut that out. So let's talk about commercials for compliance. The thing that's most interesting about it is they're short. They don't tell you everything. They give you like an interesting insight into the product or service, and they have some entertainment value. And then for more information, go here. So this is really interesting for compliance because really what we want to do is promote a simple message with some positivity and a smile, and for more information, go here. Examples are speaking up in the hotline. You want to promote your speak up message as often as possible, but you want to do that in ways that don't take up a lot of people's time. And you want to do it as frequently as possible because you want to promote the idea that speaking up is a good thing, where most people struggle with that concept. Promoting the code of conduct. This is a resource that you have. You don't need to tell them everything about the code of conduct. You just say, this is a resource that you need that has a lot of information that can help you navigate the workplace within the rules. Promoting ethics and compliance as a positive, helpful resource. Promoting conflicts of interest. All sorts of things. Just little bits of information. And when you start realizing that you don't need to boil the ocean, that you can just have a simple message in a creative way, it starts to free up the different styles that you can use. Think about all the great styles that you see on television. You have songs and jingles, and you have parodies of, you could parody a different style. You can have, obviously, it can be comedy. They can be dramatic. I often make stuff that mirrors something that I think is cool on TV. And then we just replicate that, but around these serious subjects. I don't know. What do you think?
So I really like the idea of short, entertaining, and something that breaks up an employee's day. That by itself is going to enhance engagement. They're going to say, let's look at it. Let me listen to this. Oh, I've got something from compliance. It might put a smile on my face. So those short snippets, whether you call it a commercial or you call it something else, I really like that whole concept, but it's such a format that you laughed about me introducing this as a kindergarten topic. I think the point is everybody knows what this is, and it's a format that everybody's going to be comfortable with. And if compliance can, or lawyers, or higher accountants, or internal audit, or all of those people who are in the departments of no fun, start doing something fun. I think that's engagement, which is as big a mantra as I've heard you say over the whole time I've known you. So yeah, do you have one maybe teed up? You could give us a short example, Walt?
Yeah, let's listen to a couple, and then we can talk about there's actually some interesting ways that starts to open up access to different ways that you can get your message out. So let's do a couple interesting styles. I'm going to show one right now that it's a commercial for the Code of Conduct, and it is essentially, it's a parody of like a new and improved product offering. It's about a minute. For those of you who can't see, you'll be able to hear it, and it works just fine. It's about 60 seconds. Here you go.
Long, boring, ignored. Your company's code of business conduct, hidden in plain sight in the vast wastelands of your company's intranet. Lonely and forgotten.
Until now! Sleek, aerodynamic design, utilitarian constructive interior, engineered for ergonomic perfection. Reintroducing the Code of Business Conduct. Policies, rules, and regulations, we got them. Our values, responsibilities, and ethical obligations, right there. Guidelines and helpful tips, yes. How to raise a concern, it's here. Generic pictures of people smiling, of course. You want to prevent problems before they occur? You need the Code of Business Conduct. Available everywhere you do business. Hard copy in digital formats, multiple font colors. You might not want to read it, but you should, because smart, intelligent people sometimes make mistakes and cause problems, and that can be a real bummer. Limited offer? Not really. It's always available. Check it out today.
There you go.
Okay, the Code of Business Conduct, new and improved. Catchy tune, great script writing, if that's the right word. Copywriting, you used about every business buzzword I think you could ram into 60 seconds, and they're all appropriate. So yeah, very cool. And that's going to get people's attentions, Ronnie.
Again, I wanted to share a specific example. Like, it's supposed to feel like something that you might watch on TV or hear on the radio or however people consume media these days. But real quick, it's the simple idea is we have this code that people probably loosely know about but never access, and what's in there. And we call out their truth, which is people don't know about this. It's typically long and boring. And guess what? Every year you're trying to promote this. There's little bits in there about it. It actually cracks me up that you talk to a lot of companies that are early in their maturity phase of their compliance program, and they'll go, oh yeah, our code of conduct's great. It's in color this year. Like, the big improvement is that it's in color. Do you know what I mean? Like, the bar is really low for engagement. Anyway, I like that creatively as a style, new and improved, etc. It's also fairly easy to produce because it was voiceover, and it's just graphics and images. I thought just for fun, I would play another one, and then we can talk more about some applications. I wanted to play a completely different style, like a musical jingle.
Cool. You cool with that?
Yeah.
You bet.
All right, cool. Go. Okay. Here we go.
Conflicts of interest. Hire your cousin.
Could be conflicts of interest.
Except for give a gift.
Could be conflicts of interest.
Work a second job.
Could be conflicts of interest.
Date a workplace heartthrob.
Could be conflicts of interest.
What do you do? If there just might be
conflicts of interest.
Just disclose. Check and ask to avoid
conflicts of interest.
Conflicts of interest.
This has been a message from your ethics and compliance team. Contact us for advice, support, or to report a concern. We're here to help.
I'm a huge girl group fan, so I'm sold. I'm in. I'm not going to engage in conflicts of interest simply so I can listen to that again. But I guess what I really liked in that was, perhaps unlike the Code of Conduct, you're right, it did have a different focus, and I actually learned. I learned what some basic conflicts are, and I have to take a deep dive into reading a paragraph or two. You gave me the basic information. I know now I need to call compliance. I need to call the hotline to go see my manager, whatever it may be, and say, hey, is this a conflict? I really thought that was engaging. I really thought you were able to communicate some important information very quickly, very efficiently, and funly, if that's a word, in a fun manner. So yeah, I liked it.
So I appreciate that. I wanted to show that as a different style. To me, one of the things I learned going back to my days when I was running the Second City business was that we used to do a lot of scenic material. A lot of programs still rely, a lot of the vendors produce like real natural looking scenes that's supposed to feel like real life, but they're very expensive and complicated to produce. And often they're a little bit longer. Whereas this is, it doesn't have to be funny. Like, I enjoy making things that are funny. I promote comedy and compliance. I think there's value in that, but it's weird to sing about it. It's just putting it to music and to rhythm is already engaging and entertaining enough without having to tell jokes. So it's you're literally saying the message, you're just singing it. So it actually helps in terms of global too, because you're not doing a lot of wordplay. You're just, and also there's something, I don't know if we've ever done a podcast on the power of music in general, but the idea of that you can play it over and over again, it is intentionally made as an earworm, which some people find annoying, but you remember it. So yeah, I like that as a style. And again, it's all, that's, there's a video associated with that, but that could be played as hold music. That could be played as walk-in music to a meeting. Audio could be played if there's a company podcast or whatever. There's audio is really interesting to me because it starts to bring up different ways that you can reach people who aren't necessarily sitting in front of a computer. Your manufacturing environment, there you go. Like, how do you got to think about the right environment of which to deploy that. But the point being is it doesn't require a computer-based workforce.
Let me pick up on a point you just raised, Ronnie, and that's deployment. Could this I think could be used as a standalone form of communication, but could it also be used in part of a larger program or initiative by a compliance function or compliance department to advertise perhaps an upcoming initiative, perhaps advertise Compliance Week, perhaps advertise new colors on the code of conduct, perhaps advertise new awareness and to think about compliance? Could it be a part of a larger campaign as well?
Yeah, so it's a good segue, Tom. The thing that I love about the idea of commercials, in addition to the style and the format, is that if it's short and fun and has some entertainment value, it starts to open up the ways that you can utilize it. If you think about it in your everyday life, where do commercials pop up? If you're watching television, they pop up in ads. If you're on your phone or your tablet, if you're on YouTube, it says, watch this ad for 3 seconds before you can skip it. They show up where you are. So compliance has a problem in that we're often the other. It's a thing we're pushing upon people. You have to take this training. It's being sent to you if it's an e-learning or you're in a meeting and it's a live training. Commercials can be embedded within the flow of business. Let's talk about your first idea. If you are doing a training that's a little too long and boring, certainly putting commercials that have some fun interspersed within that training is helpful. It makes it slightly longer, but not really. A minute here, 60 seconds, 30 seconds, 60 seconds here. So slide commercial, slide commercial. So that works because that's what they'll remember. And then you can also circulate that commercial in advance of the training so they show up with a better attitude, or post-training as reinforcement. So if you're in a training mindset, I think commercials work pre, in the middle, and post. If you're in a communications mindset, there's the post and the push. So put the fun commercial on your intranet next to the thing, the code commercial next to the policy, the conflicts jingle next to the conflicts disclosure form. And then you're circulating it out. That's through email, through your newsletter, through Slack, through Teams, the hub and spoke. You've put the fun thing next to the important thing, and you're driving traffic to it. You're circulating and driving traffic to it. But here's where it gets really interesting. A commercial shows up where you are, giving a fun video to a leader and say, play this once a week, once a month during your regular department meetings. We're on a podcast right now. I just shared my screen and played it. It took 60 seconds. If you give a short, fun video to a leader and say, play this on Monday morning or whatever your regular scheduled meeting is, it's a commercial about these topics. You're not pushing, you're getting other people to do it. And if it's fun, they're more likely to do that for you without an eye roll, or you can have them certify that they've done it. There's town halls, the company sales meeting. You may not be on the agenda. Compliance doesn't always get on the agenda. You can play commercials between speakers or as in walk-in music. Compliance often has a newsletter that nobody reads, but I usually recommend you don't. It's nice to have a nice newsletter that you put fun and interesting, impactful learning and stories in there. But you also can play a commercial in another department's. So if there's a well-read part of your intranet, having a short commercial can be there. That again is a thing that doesn't take up a lot of time. Two more quick ideas. The other is other departments' trainings. There's a high potential program. There's a leadership training. You can have stuff in there about ethical leadership. Onboarding is a training. Hopefully you're in there already, but commercials about speaking up in the ethics office is good. But a safety training, a product training, a sales training. We want ethics compliance to be a part of the culture of the business. So having short commercials that fit in where people already are doesn't take up a whole lot more time, and it's not you pushing, it's just existing. What do you think?
Absolutely agree. And I guess the thing that I've always loved about you, Ronnie, is you're only limited by your imagination. And to be able to take any of these and use them in the variety of ways you have articulated, I think just scratches the surface of how they can be used by an innovative compliance professional. And the other thing is, I have another colleague named Karsten Tams, and he continually says it's all about the user experience. It's not compliance. It's not doing business ethics ethically and in compliance. It's about the user experience. And if you give the user the tools, their experience will be positive. And if you give them information in a way that the user experience is positive, they'll listen to that information. And so it's all about the UX.
Yeah.
So I try to remember that. And it just hit me. This is all about the UX. Because my experience in listening to these during our podcast has been positive. And it certainly put smiles on my face. You're only limited by your imagination. It's all about the UX. And go forth and conquer.
So I thank you for that. And I like what Karsten says about that, too. To me, what I enjoy about it is people are often attracted to the idea of comedy and compliance and using these kinds of tools. But they're also a little, I don't know, risk averse, right? Our community's risk averse. So the thing that I enjoy about this concept is there are practical applications. The reason to be entertaining, sure, for learning recall and all that, but it's really because it allows you greater visibility. It allows you to play things a wider audience. So these ideas that I'm sharing, it's mostly ways to fit into the culture to get greater visibility and engagement without taking up more time, so that we can. And that to me is much more valuable when you're trying to shift a culture than focusing on quote unquote training, which is infrequent and reducing seat time and pushing laws and policies. And there's valuable reasons for those things, but that has a much less effectiveness for actually shifting behavior than things that are short, fun, and frequent. Go ahead.
I was going to say that seems like a good place for us to end this episode, unless you had more you wanted to add.
Why don't we go out? I'm going to play one more. I made a fun parody ad of a pharmaceutical ad that for a fake product called Integrity. And so I thought I would play.
Let's do it.
I thought we'd play that on the way out, and then we could say our goodbyes. Here we go.
You suffer from feelings of pressure to succeed at all costs,
urges to bend or ignore the rules,
a temptation to circumvent the norms of good workplace behavior?
There's good news. Integrity can help.
Integrity helps deal with feelings that might lead to more serious problems. Like these.
Antitrust, bribery, bullying, corruption, conflicts of interest, discrimination, fraud, harassment, insider trading, intimidation, kickbacks and payoffs, lying, manipulating reports and records, misuse of company resources, retaliation, sharing confidential information, stealing,
and even making jokes at other people's expense that you might think are funny, but sometimes hurt other people's feelings and make your coworkers think a little less of you.
Yeah.
Work is hard, and there's pressure to perform. A daily dose of integrity can help. Side effects may include confidence, kindness, pride, respect, improved decision-making, an equitable and efficient workplace, success and advancement, and a happier disposition. Ask yourself if integrity is right for you.
Okay.
Had you seen that one before?
I have not.
So there we go. We used, again, just a parody of an existing thing that most people know about and just made it about integrity. So we thought that'd be a fun way to share a concept in 60 seconds or less.
I think you did it.
All right. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate you. Be creative.
This is Tom Fox again. Have you ever wondered about the ROI of your compliance? Have you found trouble convincing a CFO to give you budgeting? Well, this month I paired with Ethico to write a white paper on the ROI of compliance, and Ethico has created an ROI calculator, which will show that to you. Use the link in the show notes to check out the white paper and the ROI calculator from Ethico.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Creativity and Compliance. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure to subscribe and leave a review.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.